DNR officials say that after agency secretary Kathy Stepp killed her first deer last year, she wanted others to share the experience. So the department is trying to recruit more female hunters, first-time hunters, and win back those who haven't hunted in a few years. DNR spokeswoman Jennifer Pillay says social media is being used in the marketing push.
We're going to have a Facebook photo contest this year where we're hoping to have a number of not only hunters, but people who may not actually go out, but, you know, are family members of hunters or just simply enjoy the season.
Pillay also says an experienced hunter will write a pro-hunting wildlife blog, and a warden will use Twitter to talk about how hunting builds communities. People who oppose killing animals for recreation may not see any fun in hunting, but DNR Chief Conservation Warden Randy Stark says having more hunters means more revenue that supports conservation programs. He also says hunting connects people to the natural world.
To understand why it's important that we protect these natural resources, because at the end of the day, anything that means anything to us is ultimately a subsidiary of these natural resources.
The DNR says as of Sunday night, 331,000 gun deer licenses had been sold for this year, including more than 10,000 reduced price licenses to first-time hunters or those returning to the activity after 10 years away. The DNR hopes to again be near 600,000 licenses sold by the time shooting starts this Saturday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.